I'll ask you both the slightly mischievous question right up the front in this quarter-final of the FA Cup. Mo, would you be more surprised if Sheffield United got a result or Everton got a result?
I think Sheffield United. I think for Everton, it's not that long ago that they have to think about when they was playing well. And obviously Manchester City, they have got a break to come, but they have got a lot of players going away. So it could be one of those where a lot of them have already got their eye on their international break. They know that the main task for this little bunch of games is done, as in the league is still in the league. They're able to get into the Champions League. So maybe, just maybe, there's a chance that they go into it. Maybe not at the highest of intensities. That does depend on Everton coming out and playing at their absolute best, though. For Sheffield United, I think it's harder to pick it. I mean, there was a lot of talk of maybe whenever a manager leaves, you see a bounce one way or the other. If they're upset he's left and they want to prove something, or if they're pleased he's left and the shackles are off and they got pumped 5-0. And it could have easily been more. So I think you're going to see a pretty rudderless Sheffield United between here and the end of the season. So I think Chelsea can and will still cruise it.
And that's all fair, isn't it, Dan? I'm actually expecting a performance from Everton on Saturday night. That's not to try to put the mockers on or anything like that. It just all feels a little bit do or die for this group of Everton players, at least for this season. And if one or two of them were to move on in the summer, which I'm sure Everton will do their best to ensure doesn't happen, that's the case. But it does sort of feel like if Everton don't put a performance in on Saturday night, they will feel like it is season over.
Yeah, there's a big element of corroboration surrounding Everton, isn't there? You know, there was the whole thing around Liverpool and the beating of Liverpool at Anfield, and then you know you feel like there's a lot of Ancelotti knocking down those psychological doors, and the next big one from that, from them beating Liverpool at Anfield, is obviously to go and win a pot. And you would say they would fancy it, but I think the fact that they're at home, and I think the fact of what happened to them in the last game, will be a little bit of a kicker to them, and I think it'll be more therefore dependent on what type of City turn up.